Welcome to today's Higher Every Day, a Friday, the 6th of February 2026. Today's topic is Teens' Issues, Part 1. Faulty Freedom. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 18. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Verse 14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Verse 18. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and before thee. Our memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 15, verse 14. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Today, we start our study on teens' issues with emphasis on faulty freedom. Teens face different issues that may affect them if they do not internalize honest evaluation that will guide them to make proper adjustments where necessary. The scripture confirms that a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. From our text, a man had two sons, the elder and younger. The younger was weary and distraught of his father's government and management of the order and discipline of his father's family. He was proud of himself and his peer pressure ideology. He thought that if he had his portion in his own hands, he could manage it better than his father did. He forsook his parental training, counsel, and correction. He exposed himself to hunger, suffering, shame, regret, and destruction, which might lead him to premature death. The fear of death made him to repent and decide to return to his loving and caring father. If you have backslidden, repent like the prodigal son and return to God now. Quote for the day, he was proud of himself. The challenge for today is, no gain in disobedience to parents and God. Prayer. Lord, I come repenting, forgive me and receive me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.